Athabasca, Town of Athabasca councillors will be back around the council chamber table tomorrow evening, January 23, to discuss a request for business license discounts, consider entry into a net zero initiative, review a year-end report from the Athabasca Fire Department, and more. Following the regular approval of agenda and minutes, councillors will hear statistics from the Fire Department's 2023 year-end report. In the last year, volunteer department members spent 2,001 hours on calls, an increase of 1,153 from 2022. Despite the time discrepancy, the department only received 57 more calls in 2023 than in 2022. Councillors will consider the town's participation in the Net Zero Communities Accelerator Program, an educational initiative aimed at providing support via resources and guidelines to communities on their way toward reducing and eliminating emissions. Seth Leon, Manager of Programs and Projects at Quest Canada, presented the opportunity to councillors at their January 9 meeting, and a unanimous motion by members of the Regional Municipal Climate Action, RMCA, committee January 16 recommended the town join the cohort for the cost of $3,000. A second RMCA motion is slated for councillor attention. During their latest meeting, committee members also voted unanimously in favor completing the Charged for Change Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Funding Program application on behalf of the town. The program would cover 100% of the costs for installation of an electric vehicle charging station in Athabasca. Councillors will also review a request from the Athabasca and District Chamber of Commerce which mirrors an initiative taken up by regional neighbours in the village of Boyle. Chamber President Rick Baksha submitted an email asking the town to consider implementing a $15 discount on business licenses for members of the chamber. The email requested a decision be made prior to the chamber's annual general meeting, scheduled for February 7. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. Tuesday, January 23 at the town office and is open to members of the public. The agenda can be accessed on the town's website here. Make sure to check back in at townandcountrytoday.com for more coverage on Town of Athabasca Council. Lexi Freehill, townandcountrytoday.com.